The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon and Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can, and this episode, this episode of Detection is called Surprise. Hi, Frank. Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah, well, we're almost at Halloween. Our healthcare system, as I've said so many times here, is just one of the worst you could possibly imagine. And when you think about the high cost of this healthcare, what do you think people worry about more than rising premiums and deductibles and even the soaring cost of prescription drugs? So here's the answer. Nearly 40% of people are very worried about getting hit with surprise medical bills that they can't afford to pay. And we're right to fear surprise bills because there are more medical surprises than ever. Because health insurers across the board are shrinking their networks of hospitals, doctors, specialists, you name it, that greatly increases your odds of getting care from an out-of-network provider you don't expect to be out-of-network that then turns around and charges you 2 to 10 times what you expected. Now, hospital patients are especially vulnerable. Studies show up to 15% of hospital patients with insurance coverage, are still getting surprise bills. Then they're getting them from all sorts of out-of-network providers, like radiologists, anesthesiologists, specialists, even the rehab center down the hall. So this happens often. People pick an in-network hospital. They go there. They have no idea that the radiology department down the hall or the rehab center around the corner are not in-network. And then comes the bill. Surprise. And when this happens, it's really expensive. There are even stories, I love this one, out-of-network surgeon charging $250,000 for back surgery stitches. I mean, that's crazy. But in New York State, on average, the average surprise bill from an emergency room doctor is $3,800. And a surprise bill from a surgeon is $12,000. That's a lot of money. So no wonder one-third of the people struggling to pay medical bills are victims of surprise charges. So, Jill, we talk about healthcare and how we can make it better almost every week. And again, the question boils down to how can you protect yourself? Isn't that a sad state of affairs?
And it's ridiculous, excuse me, not to be blunt. Yeah, it's sad, quoting someone who we shouldn't. But one of the really, once you're on the conveyor belt, once you're off for testing, once you're terrified, which you already are when you've got something possibly up and people are trying to find it, you're not thinking about, wow, how much is this going to, he's like, is this out of network? You know, the brain doesn't work that way. It's more, hey, let's figure out what's up and tell me what's wrong with me. So,
right. So, I mean, the overarching idea, I mean, it's a very basic idea. You should try to always stay in network. I mean, the network of the providers that the insurance plan has negotiated the best prices with, and that's going to be to your benefit as well. So you want to stay in network, but it's not so simple. It's planning. First, you got to contact your insurer and get the names of your best network doctors, hospital, emergency room option, and ambulance company. Especially an ambulance company has to be on that list because an out-of-network ambulance alone can cost you about $900. You should have the names of those doctors you want, the hospitals, the emergency room, and the ambulance company. That should be at your fingertips. You can put it on your refrigerator door so you stay in network as long as you possibly can. Do not rely on printed list of network providers. Your insurance company might send you some kind of printed list. they are notoriously out of date because hospitals and doctors shuffle in and out of plans and networks constantly. So you need to actually get on the phone. I prefer this. Get the insurer on the phone when you've got the insurer's network up on your computer screen and go through that computer screen with the insurer so you know you're getting the most up-to-date list of providers. So there are no surprises that way. In addition, aside from emergency room situations, you're right to point that kind of thing out. In an emergency room, you know, negotiation doesn't make a lot of sense. You're there for acute care. But aside from that, be as specific as possible about the care you want. For example, never, never ask your doctor for a routine checkup, because her quote-unquote routine might include $2,000 worth of blood work that's going to leave you bleeding. You don't need $2,000 worth of blood work for a checkup. Spell out your symptoms and the services you want and ask what the cost will be on the phone before you go in for your visit, before you're there. Also, when you're in that office or on your way to that office, don't be shy about asking for a doctor discount. People are always surprised that you can get a doctor discount. You can, but you have to be always, always sincere. If you can't afford the bill, tell the doctor. Some doctors routinely cut their prices in half or even more if they believe you're being sincere. If they don't think you're being sincere, chances are they'll usher you right out of the office. You've lost a doctor and you've lost a service. So you've got to be sincere. But when you are, you've got a good chance of getting a doctor discount. The same goes with hospitals in your network. If you're having a baby or facing some sort of surgery, you probably almost surely have time to plan and you have time to negotiate. So call your best hospital's patient services department, not the billing department. Call the patient services department and negotiate your care right down to the exact cost. If the price is too high, tell a representative. Maybe even get an estimate from another hospital. And you do the same thing if you're going out to buy a car, buy an appliance. You're spending an awful lot of money in the hospital. You should do some shopping. Also, never ask a doctor if she, quote unquote, takes your insurance. Instead, always ask if the doctor is, quote unquote, participating in your plan. Otherwise, an out-of-network doctor can take what your insurance plan normally pays for the service and then bill you for the balance. That's called balance billing, and you don't want to get a balance billing bill at all. They're expensive. I mean, there's an anecdote in my book, Your Best Healthcare Now. A mother, this is all true, of course, a mother rushed her daughter with a nasty one-inch gash on her face to New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York City. It's a wonderful hospital. And the emergency room doctors took one look, and they called in a plastic surgeon who told the mother he, quote-unquote, took her insurance. Then he took the insurance company's normal $746 for that kind of work and billed the mother $1,845 for the rest of his fee, including, here's, I love this part, including $800 for showing up on a Sunday.
You think
that should be illegal?
you would, and it's really you don't have to go that far to find stories like that. And the other thing that's really rotten is that there are a lot of people who don't do that, and of course you never hear about them.
Well, you just get the bill. I mean, in that situation, the mother refused to pay the bill, and they were then in a big negotiation between the doctor and the insurance company and the mother with no real resolution. I mean, you know, it was not resolved, and there was just screaming arguments going back and forth, and it could drag on for years and be a real pain to everybody involved. So, look, if anything like that happens to you, you get stuck with some sort of surprise bill, especially in an emergency room situation where it happens often, check with your insurer or the state or both, state health department. some states, now not all states, but roughly 20 states, including New York and Connecticut, limit what out-of-network doctors can collect for emergency room work. I mean, so does Medicare, so does Medicaid, so you might get some help there. But as a general rule, and listeners should hear me on this, as a general rule, if you're in an HMO, health maintenance organization, closed network, if you're an exclusive, an EPO, their exclusive provider organization, if you're in plans like that, you get $0 for non-network bills, zero. And if you're in any other kind of plan, and that includes insurance you're getting at work in a self-funded at a self-funded plan, most big companies, you're probably only covered up to the quote-unquote customary fee for the service, what the plan normally pays for the service. The rest of the bill is going to be up to you. So you're vulnerable, and that's why so many people are worried about this. What's needed, but what's not happening, is a federal law that establishes for non-network network services some sort of formula. So no non-network doctor, for example, can charge more than 100% of what Medicare would pay or 200% of what Medicare would pay. Some cap, some limit on the services. There is no such federal law. Some states have versions of that. As I said, New York, Connecticut do. But what's needed really for emergency room work anyway, but what's needed is actually sweeping legislation, if not at the federal level, then at the state level. But Jill, I've been watching Washington for many, many years as a journalist, and I think it's more broken than ever, and I don't expect it to be happening. At the state level, maybe your representative can make an argument for you, but that I think is the best that you can hope for. So call your insurer and find out what your situations would be in a non-network situation. What happens in the ER and what happens with balance billing? Understand what the rules are. And then get that list of network doctors that you liked and that hospital you like, an ER option that works best for you, the ambulance company you want, okay? And keep those, I would say, get a list of those. I think the smartest thing you can do, especially if you've got young kids in the house or older relatives in the house, get that list and put it on your refrigerator door so it's handy. You can grab it at any moment, put it in your smartphone so you can punch it up at any point, and that'll help you stay in network. I mean, I guarantee every situation, but it'll help you stay in network and save you a lot of money and get good care.
What more can you ask for? Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in stores.